Scott, let's talk about probably the most timely topic in your line of work, Sharpen. Tell us more about Sharpen and what benefit that has to canola growers.
Yeah, as we move into the harvest season now, guys are looking at maybe some desiccation harvest aid options for their canola, speed up the harvest process, and get weed control as well as desiccation. I'd say within the next 5 days, the southern part of my territory might have some applications going on, where other areas are probably still a couple weeks out to desiccate. So main points with Sharpen are great weed control activity. So if you have any weed escapes that came through, things like lamb's quarter or whatnot, got good activity at burning that off, as well as desiccating the canola plant so that you can speed up the harvest.
Is there anything, you know, restrictions or things that might throw farmers off when they're using Sharpen that they need to just keep in the back of their brain?
Not so much restrictions, but really just looking at proper application techniques. So we look at that 2 ounce rate typically of Sharpen, typically going to be mixed with some glyphosate. And then you want your other add-ins like your ammonium sulfate and your methylated seed oil. That really enhances the activity of the Sharpen, helps it burn into the canola or weeds a little more. You know, this time of the year, you get hotter days, hotter conditions, those weeds and canola will get waxier leaf cover surfaces, hardened off a little bit. You want to do everything you can to get good burn into those plants.
Yeah. And I know Sharpen is obviously kind of what we need to talk about at this point in the season, but looking forward to next season on the Liberty, some of the other BASF product side of things, what do growers need to know as they're starting to think about next year?
Well, I mean, when it comes to weed control and resistant weeds, that's just such a hot topic right now, right? It's so prevalent out there, everything from glyphosate resistant weeds to group one, group two resistant wild oats or whatnot. So using all the tools you can really are important. It's really a systems approach and a season-long approach in all your crops, really, right? Yeah. So using Liberty, a different site of action out there that's unique, not a lot of resistance to Liberty, of course, or none at this point. Using that as a tool to mix things up is very important.